Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery. Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
So as you all know, used to be the host of the Hero Heads podcast. Now we're doing Meaningless Activity. Welcome to the show. But one of the things in 2017 that came out that was a huge hit in a lot of different ways was Spider-Man Homecoming. 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is very high. But Rotten Tomatoes seems to give very high marks for Marvel Disney films. So I don't think it'd be bad to look into that connection. But anyway, what did I think of Spider-Man Homecoming? Since I wasn't able to give my opinion on the Hero Heads podcast, I thought it was a great movie. And most of that due in part to the performance by Michael Keaton. It's, you know, it's always sad when somebody you recognize in your youth as a top superhero is, you know, in his later years a villain on the other team. Which is fine, I guess. You know, they didn't put him in... At least it's a separate, completely separate universe. But for me, the biggest takeaway was Michael Keaton's performance. And it wouldn't hurt to talk about Mary Jane. Just because I'm a little confused with the character. Zendaya, as we know, is... you know, a very attractive young lady. I'm not sure why they decided to make her character less attractive than she definitely is in real life. I'm assuming they're going to do some sort of, you know, coming into her own with the character. Like, she's all that or something. Maybe they'll have a makeover in the new Spider-Man movie coming out. But I still don't really understand the decision behind making her kind of emo and indie, because it definitely doesn't fit the history of the character. But, you know, Marvel Studios likes to change things up a little bit, so I'm assuming that was just something new. They wanted her to maybe... appeal to people that stereotypes think read comic books, maybe? I don't really know what their thought is. But anyway, Tom Holland, you know, he's an excellent Spider-Man. I think he does a great job with the banter as Spider-Man, the smart aleck banter, which we know Peter Parker for so well. I thought that as the introductory film to the character... coming off of the Avengers, and actually worked really well. We got to learn some things, but we also got to skip some things. But the Vulture being your main villain, I think Marvel is very good at introducing villains to their franchises, which is something that I really think that DC needs to get a hold of if they expect to maintain as much credibility as they should have in the... They definitely have it in the comic book industry. They know what they're doing with comics. I don't feel Marvel knows that as well. But film-wise, they really dropped the ball. So it was good to see, yet again, Marvel Studios doing an excellent job giving villains the power and acting cred that they needed and not relying solely on CG. Flash Thompson was... kind of boring. You kind of expect them to be better characters than he was. I feel like in the new movie, the trailer, at least, we get a better idea as his thoughts. I thought he was in it enough. The twist was okay, you know, making the Vulture, a.k.a. Adrian Toomes, the father, which was... I guess, cute. I don't know. It was alright. But nonetheless, very successful financially. Won a couple Teen Choice Awards. Zendaya won Favorite Movie Actress for the Kids' Choice Awards. Tom Holland won in the Saturn Awards. So, you know, I guess that's good. As good as you... The Spectrum coming out this summer of this year. I think it'll give us a little bit more of what MJ is capable of. When you do these superhero movies where they go somewhere else and then the superhero also just happens to be there, it really takes away some of the magic. It kind of goes into that whole, why didn't Lois recognize Clark as Superman? If she's such a good reporter. People nowadays would definitely put two and two together as to who's who. And I don't know if that's going to play a role or not. But to have a New York student and have a New York hero... And to have a group of students going to England from New York, and Spider-Man also going from New York to England, I feel like somebody would put two and two together at that point, since Spider-Man never really leaves his comfort zone of New York City. So, I don't know if that's going to play a role or not. I would like to... bring up something from Far From Home. Just because Mysterio is... I love Mysterio. He's one of my favorite Spider-Man villains. Jake Gyllenhaal, I mean, you know, it's kind of an odd casting for Quentin Beck, but I don't know if they're going to go with the same... You know, the original... character bio, him being, you know, it's more phony than other villains, because Marvel's done that before. I mean, but then they've also done the exact opposite, Iron Man 3 wise. So you never know what they're gonna do. And that's kind of the fun of it, I guess. Like, are they going to completely change the origin story of this character? Are they going to respect the character at all? Is this going to be Francis Klum, who's a mutant? Is this going to be, you know, like, which Mysterio is it going to be? Is it the actor getting, you know, the puppet strings pulled? I mean, you know, we'll see. When I watched Spider-Man the Animated Series... You know, there was a lot of characters on that series. And the first episode with him was The Menace of Mysterio. and he frames Spider-Man for all these crimes, and he's a smart character, right? But he's also an actor and a special effects specialist. I think this has the promise to be better than Homecoming. But Homecoming, and, you know, all in all, it was an excellent movie. Good introduction to the characters for their own separate little arcs. I'm a little worried, you know, that we have to ignore the fact that unless they're making like 1,000 students go from New York to Europe at the same time, or they're going to out him as Spider-Man. I don't know. They make a lot of weird decisions with their films and how they're going to pull that off, but we'll see. I'm just along for the ride. But I do hope to do a Far From Home episode as soon as I see it this summer, which would be good just because, you know, I'm still catching up on all the things I forgot to talk about when I hosted the Hero Heads. This might be the best Marvel film from that year, to be completely honest.
Right now at T-Mobile, get an awesome iPhone XR on us when you bring your family over and trade in your old device. Because whether you have mom, dad, or a friend on your mind, it's a gift so bold and brilliant, you'll want to keep it for yourself. Most importantly, it's on us in 6 vibrant colors. Plus, with unlimited everything from T-Mobile, the awesome iPhone XR will have everyone snapping, streaming, and sharing to their heart's content all year long. But don't wait. It's only for a limited time. So visit a store or call 1-800-T-Mobile and get iPhone XR on us.
If congested, customers using more than 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds due to prioritization. Video at 480p via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers plus tax. Qualifying trade-in, port-in, service, and finance agreement required. Contact us before canceling or credit stop and remaining balance due. 64 gigs, zero down, plus $31.25 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price, $749.99, 0% APR, one offer per account.
Can I get a drum roll, please? Because this is big. It's time for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. We're talking huge savings. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. Okay, that's it. Now you can hit the... There we go. That's simple, easy, awesome. Hurry, our Best Deal of the Year won't last long. To learn more, click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Time to throw the bird seed.
Watch out for the seagulls.
Oh, my head!
Are you okay?
United Healthcare helps connect you to care whenever you need it. Like video chatting with a doctor right from your phone.
So I don't need stitches?
Nope. Just put some antibiotic cream on it.
Great. Thank you, doctor.
United Healthcare. Health plan benefits may vary.